melacha, kilu is tire. So when is nidachot ne'emon? If the znus took place with the one in respect to whom the Baal was mikanei and with whom she was nistero. Mashein came, if we split our goddess, so we say she was mizaneh, but not with the one in respect to whom the Baal made the kinu, but with some other man. So with some other man, so in the dachot there's no nemonets. There's the kasha of the Mishnah. Uv Mishnah melech, hikshal ze, dinei mishazim so imacheya, loi mishakinelo, eni dachot ne'emon. Eni dachot ne'emon. Oy dikshon, lomo lechile karashbo, b'nei merishtecho zin siimi, oyei meranizo nisi imishtecho, moishachile b'tshuva acheres. Einshon, it's a very strong kasha. There's the Mishnah's kasha. So then he mentions Rav Chaim's parents. V'tiretz k'rid meir rabbi agrach alevi d'atzal mebrisk, d'imash achile k'arash b'beit d'aloshin hu'ei meir, mayra b'loi kinu, d'itzorich shnei idim k'sherim, v'leke le'mei ma'apal gina namones, ha'nishali yeno yishona minayu b'chol dvoro shizin su'i mei, d'im kin li dvoro f'roshu, v'roshu posleides, v'al koch tzorich le'i ma'apal gina dibure, u'baze yish lechalei b'iz aloshnei meir, aval hocha ayra arash bo lach hakinu istire, דיידחוד מחלה פסולים נמונים, אם כן לא יכפס לו ממש שהוא ראשו, ואם כן יצריך לטיימי דיפלגינו דיבורי, ויסגינו בו דיפלגינו נמונס, וליניה ניסרי שמאמינו לי בכל דבור שזין סיימי. So in other words, so Reb Chaim gives the same teretz as the teretz that I mentioned last time on the Rambam, I mean, which is not mentioned in the Sefer. In other words, on the Kashe against the Rambam, since the Rambam, assumingly, holds that Baal Bishte is not a psul of Baal Davo, but only of Korev. So we should say, so in the Sefer he says, because it's two separate edes. But there is another teres. He says that in the case of Pliny Baal Ishti, so it's not on the basis of Palgina Nibure, but it's on the basis of Palgina Nimones. But by Pliny Rivan Letzeni, we cannot say Palgina Nimones, because then there is a stire. Monef Shech, if we accept the whole Agode vis-a-vis the Pliny, so that means that vis-a-vis the Pliny, we accept the Agode that the Pliny was Revei Ahim, so he's a Roshe. So a Roshe Seides is inadmissible. So even vis-a-vis the Pliny. But that's in the case of Pliny Van Letzeni. But in the case of Pliny Baal Ishti, so there is no stire. So then we don't have to say Palgin and Dibure, we say Palgin and Nemones. So Reb Chaim says the same kind of teretz here on the Mishnah Melas Kashi. He says, Enoch Nami, here we cannot say Palgin and Dibure. Because Monefshech, if we are going to say Palgin and Dibure, that his wife was Mizane, but not with the one with whom there was Kinu, but with somebody else, so maybe the dechod is known in menes, so he's in doshe be'avu part of Mishnai. But here we say palgin in the menes. So in the case of Pliny Levan Letzeni, we cannot say palgin in the menes because there is a stire. But here there is no stire. Why? Because gabei tzeite, so a nishe is nemon, a korev is nemon, all the psulim are nemon. So then Rabbi Chonon says, v'chocham echod hisik al zeh, and I know exactly who the chocham is. That is the brother of the Kovner Rob. Shapiro, so he was masik on that. So v'chocham echad hisik al zed imvuya berambam shom alochet esvob. The davke posel the v'seifrim koshal the seite v'loy posel. V'loy posel the v'teira yochmei the v'nisisha the gazlan the teira poselo. Afkol shekol absulim them onim. But gazlan is posel by the sisha. Not only ligabi mezbailo, but ligabi seite also. So mimele. So again, there is a stir. That's a very strong assault against Reb Chaim. It's a very strong assault against Reb Chaim. It's a very strong assault against Reb Chaim. Now, the what is strange is, now Reb Chonon heard it from Reb Chaim himself, Valpeh, he says, why didn't he ask Reb Chaim that kashi? Why didn't he ask Reb Chaim that kashi? It's a very strong, I mean, and the Rambam says that Gazlan the Raisa is not only possible. That Gazlan the Raisa is not only possible. Is not only possible in the Mezbailo, but Gabiseite also. Gazlan the Raisa. All the Psulim are kosher, Korev is kosher, and Tsume is kosher, and Isho is kosher, and Eved is kosher. All the Psulim are kosher, except Gazlan. So Memele, so Midvor of Roshu, Midvor of Roshu. Rabbi Chonon has a big arichas on that, I mean, how to explain Reb Chaim. Now, so obviously, Reb Chaim meant that even though the according to the Rambam, so the halacha of Gazlan the Raisa Apostle in this issue applies to Seite just as it applies to Mezbailo, but the Rashbo is not Mishubet to the Rambam. In other words, the Gemara only says Gazlan the Raisa Apostle in this issue, Gabi Mezbailo. But there is no Gemara that Gazlan the Raisa, is Apostle Gabi Seite. There is no Gemara, but the Rambam equates Eglarufe, Seite, Mezbailo, Bechodemach. But there, obviously, we have to say that Reb Chaim assumed that the Rashbo is chelik on the Rambam. Now, why should the Rashbo be mechalik between Mezbailo and its Seite? Now, there is a Mishnah in Seite that says, now the aloche by Seite is that if the Baal was mekanel ishte, and then it's mistero, and then the dechot comes and testifies in Bezdin that zinso, so is nemo veidein bo hoyeish bo eit. Even when he dechot, so then he's mem, and it's teitzibelo iksuve, and she's not chasing my mamor. So then it's mentioned in Gemara in Seite. Suppose one eight says that zins, and then bozeach hazeh another eight says lo zinso. So it's ain't a chase. It's ain't a chase. Why? Because so the first one who says zinso has nemones of two. The second one who is makrish comes later, not bevasachas, so has only nemones of one. So that's only the king bevasachas. But suppose they come to bezin bevasachas, so then it is shes. Then there is a machlekes between the Rambam, and the Rambam. In case of Mezbailo, and where there is a kosher of trei utrei, if two Eidim come to Bezdin and say Mezbailo, and two other Eidim come to Bezdin and say loy Mez, so loy tinosi, v'im nisei si steitzi, but im nisei is lechod mideo, and she says borali, I am convinced that the pair of Eidim who testified that Meis tell say the truth, because I have my own clues, my own sources of evidence. So then, and it's Nises Lechon Melideo, so in Nises Loitetze, because, so what's the reason? Because Bezdin cannot be Kefe, a person, to divorce his wife, just because Bezdin says, to us it's a suffix. We don't know which pair of Eidim tells the truth, because he can tell Bezdin, you don't know, because you have no reason as to why you should accept our testimony as against the testimony of the other pair of Eidim. But I know that I testify the truth. So Memela, that's the halacha. So where there is a suffix to Bezdin, and the person who is involved says that he knows, so Bezdin cannot be keeping. That's why in this is lachot mideo, so he's loitetz. That's in the case, so the Gemara mentions that Miksuves in the case of Trei Utrei, where there is a Hakroshe of Trei Utrei. How about the case of Chad L'Gabachat? Hakroshe Bibasachas. Chad L'Gabachat. Suppose two Eidim are makfish each other. Bibasachas, in best. One Eid Echot says Meitz, and the other Eid Echot says Loi Meitz. So naturally, she cannot be Nisis. But she got married. And she got married to the Eid who testified Meitz. So the Rambam says, Loitetz, since she's Meres Borali, so what difference does it make? Whether there is a Akroshe of Trei Trei, or there is a Akroshe of Chad L'Gabachat. The Ramban and the Rashba Achek, Yivomis. The Ramban and the Rashba, they say, that's the end of Yivomis. So they say, when we say Nisis Lechot Meideo, and she says Borali, so in Nisis Loiteitze, that is, if there is a Akroshe of Trei Utrei, and she got married to one of the pair of the two Eidim who testified Meis, so is Loiteitze, because Bezdin itself doesn't know. Maybe she says Borali that my husband, it was told the truth, and he also says, the husband says, that I testify the truth. Mashein came in the case of Chadlik Abechad, so he dechot biakhoshe veloiklum. So in other words, to any dechot is nemon, that's only when there is no akhoshe. But whenever there is akhoshe, so then they cancel out each other. In case of treyutrei, so even if there is akhoshe, so the agodes do not cancel out each other. But Bezin doesn't know who tells the truth and who is lying. But if Klapishmai is Galye, that this pair is telling the truth, then it means there is Kabbalah Seiris and there is everything. Mashenkin by Idechot, so even in the case when Idechot by himself has Nemones, but if there is Akhoshe of Chadli Gabichat, so Idechot by Akhoshe Loiko. So they cancel out each other. So then it means that we have to consider it as if there had been no Eidim. Suppose there would be no Eidim would come, and she would get married to someone, and she would say, well, I am sure that my husband is dead, because if my husband hadn't been dead, somehow he would manage to notify me. So of course in such a case she would be Teitze. It's only when there is a pair of Eidim that testifies that Mace. But there is another pair of Eidim. But here, so in the case of Treyutrei, so they do not cancel out each other. But Bezdin just doesn't know who is telling the truth and who is lying. Masheinkim nakhoshe of chadlik abechad. So they cancel out each other. So what is the Shittas Rambam? So the Magid Mishnah points out that the Shittas Rambam is that akhoshe of chadlik abechad is the same as akhoshe of Treyutrei. They do not cancel out each other. Now, I'm mentioning it because now I think that we can say that the Rashbo is chilek on the Rambam. The Rambam shita is that the halacha that Gazlan the Raisa is possibly decision. Gazlan the Raisa possibly decision applies to Seita justice applies to Mezbailo, but the Rashbo is chilek, and the Rashbo will hold that when we say Gazlan the Raisa is possibly decision with Mezbailo, but the Gabe Seita. So if a Gazlan the Raise would come and say Zinso with the one with whom there was kin with Stire, so then she will not be Sheise my Mamorim. Why? Because we have to understand, why does Rav Nashe say that Gazlan the Raise is possible in Isha? After all, there is no requirement of Eides. Because Isho is Ksheir Olohoyit by Mezbailo and Korav is Nemon and Eved is Nemon, Shifra Nemon, Makum Seir Vitum is Nemon. So all the Psulim are Nemon. So why should Gazlan be Posel? The answer is, and Rabbi Chonon says the same thing, that because by Gazlan, so the reason is why Gazlan the Raisa is Posel in this Isho, because all other Psulim, so it's a Psul Agub, it's a Kosel. There is no Choshe de Mishakia. By Gazlan, besides the Psul Agub, there is a Choshe de Mishakia too. So that's why. So by Mezbailo, there are no Psula Aguf. Mashenik in Gazlan, so in addition to the Psula Aguf of Gazlan, so there is a Shoshen Mishakir. So Memele, that Psula of Shoshen Mishakir applies to Mezbailo too. So, but there is no Psula Aguf of Gazlan by Mezbailo. Just as there is no Psula Aguf of Eved and Isho and Chitro and Korab, so there is no Psula Aguf of Gazlan either. But he's still possible because of Choshen Mishakir, because he's a Choshen Mishakir. So since there is no Psula Guf by Gazlan, but only the Choshen Mishakir here, so in Sofik it is. So in Sofik it is. So it is in Sofik. So Mimele, now the Gemore in Seita Davov says, Hoyu lo eidim b'mdinas hayam de zinso ein amayim beit kineses. Why? So the Gemara learns it out from the same pasuk. Ve'eidim bo hoye sheid afilu b'mdinas hayam. So merely the mayim is not beidik. So we see from this Gemara, that wherever there is an eid, so then mayim is not beidik. So the mayim is not beidik. Even though the eidim did not even show up in Bezdin. And Bezdin didn't know of the fact that the Aredim that saw that she was Mizane with the man that with whom there was kin with Stira. So there is exasakos of Eidim Bo. Only when there are no Eidim. But if the Aredim, even if the Eidim did not become Eidagode, they are just Eidariye, so then the Maim is not Vedic. Maim is not Vedic. So Memele it will follow. Suppose Bezdin has a Sophic. Maybe they are reading with Nisayam. So then Besdin would be mashke the mayim, hamor into the isha. Because mayim is not debating whenever they are reading here, even though they didn't come to Besdin. Even though they did not come best. Of course, that goes without saying. Suppose they are Eidim, but the Eidim are psulim alpidim to testify, so then it's like as if they are no Eidim, because they are apostoloid. Mashain came in the case of Gazlan the Rice. So just as the other psulim don't apply to say anything, so the psul of Gazlan, the psul aguf of Gazlan doesn't apply either. But a Gazlan the Rice, Bames Bailo, is posel. Why? Because of Shoshel Mishaker. So the Gabi Mezbailo, he Gazlan the Raise is possible because of Shoshel Mishaker. So too, it's not a psula goof, but it's something there is. Maybe he's telling the truth, maybe he's not telling the truth. So maybe he's not telling the truth. So Mamele, it's Loitinose. So that's why we say Gazlan the Raise is possible in this issue. Because Koshel in this issue would mean what? Koshel Isisha would mean that she's allowed to get married. How can she get married when business is sofik, whether he's telling the truth or he's lying? He could tell the truth too. It doesn't mean that the Gadlan the Raisa must lie. I mean, he's choshu to lie. So, but since there is a sofik, maybe he's lying. So maybe it's possible in this isha. Because Koshel Isisha would mean that Besdin could pass from the isha that she's materially not say, since there is a sofik, there is a choshe, maybe he's mishakeh, so maybe Besdin couldn't pass from the isha that she is muteres lenosei. Mashein kinli gabi seite. So they are kosher lady seite would mean what? That she is not chasing. That's what kosher would mean. That she is not seite. And by seite there is aloche. By seite there is aloche. By seite there is aloche that hoyu lo edim bin nesayam, even though the edim didn't show up. So in a mayim beitkin, so mele it will follow from this that wherever there is a sofik, whether there is a din, whether there is an itriye or not, so mele, so even though we could not take it for granted that what the eight says is true, but a sofik it will establish because there is no psulaguf by Gazlan the Raise. It's only the choshu lishaker. So is this choshu lishaker, and every choshu lishaker is also choshu not lishaker too. I mean, it doesn't mean that the roshe must lie all the time that he says a testimony. So it's a sofit. So memele, when Gazlan the Raise comes to Besdin and says zimso, so then Besdin will have to say, loy tishte meyamayim amorim. Because maybe he's telling the truth. And if he's telling the truth, so there is an eidim in this ayam. So even though Besdin did not draw any conclusions, because Besdin is a sofik, but perhaps he is telling the truth. So, and if he is telling the truth, so there is an eidim in this ayam. So the mayim is not Vedic. If the mayim is not Vedic, so maybe we don't let the isha to be shaz in the mayim amorim. If the mayim wouldn't be Vedic. So, but ligabim is by. So that means that according to the Rashba, in case of a Gazlan the Raisa testifying the zin, so ain't a sheisis. That means he's kosher. If ain't a sheisis, so that means that he's kosher. But ligabim is by law, so kosher would mean that she's allowed to get married, and since it's a sofik, she cannot get married. Now there is a reply not on this inyan, but another inyan. In connection with the Garufe, in Mechitz Ketzir HaShmiras Nefesh, so Reb Chaim says in the Rambam, that according to the Rambam, there is a distinction between Egla Arufe and Eitzeite. By Egla Arufe, he also discusses a case where there is a sofik, whether there is an aid or there is no aid. So Reb Chaim says in the Rambam, in the case of Egla Arufe, if there is a sofik, as to whether there is an aid who saw the Ritzeach, so then it's Einayav. Why? Because there the Ritzeach HaKosuf is the Loi Neida Miiko. So the Gemara learns out from that, Ho Neida Miiko, Afilo Yidechot B'Sei For Eilom. So it's Einayav. So Memele, in the case where there is a Sofik, to best as to whether there is an aid who saw the Ritzeach of the Cholo, or not, so then it's Einayav. Because maybe it's Neida. Mashein Kein. Mashein came by Seite, if there'll be Sofik, whether there is an aid who saw this news or not, so then he chase. So then Reb Chaim himself has the kashe, in order to answer a certain kashe on the Rambam, so he mentions that he saw it. So then he has the kashe, but how can we say that by Seite, if there is a suffix to Bezin, whether there is an eight who saw this news or not, so then it's still Sheise, but Gemara says that Bov in Seite, that so that if they are reading the Bnei Hayam, even though the Eidin did not show up, so Memele it's in a mind Beitkin, and if it's in a mind Beitkin, so Memele it's in a Sheise, what's the use, what's the purpose of being Sheise? So Rav Chaim says, the reason is why, he says it in the Rambam, the reason is why in the case of Eidin Bnei Hayam, even though they didn't show up in Bezin, so it's in a mind Beit King, because if they are reading the Zayam, so true, they didn't show up in Bezdin, but it can be Nisbaria, so mainly it's considered as Badezins, since even though they did not show up in Bezdin yet, so but it's Biyodom to testify in Bezdin, and then it will be Nisbaria, so it's considered like Badezins. It's considered like what is in so. And when is there Sias Maima Morim? Only when there is it's suffix in so. Mashenkin, if they are eating Bnei Hayam, so then it can be Nisbara to the eating. But they didn't as yet show up this. So Mele it's in a Maim Beit Knesset Shtei, because it's considered like what is in so. It's considered like what is in so. Now, so Reb Chaim says that in the Rambam. He says that in Rambam. But in the Rashbo, we have to say, we can say that in the Rashbo, because if we'll assume the same thing in the Rashbo, so then we cannot explain this Rashbo, that the Rashbo says if the one with whom she was Nistero, Mikane and Nistero, so comes to Bezin and says that she was Mizane with him, so then it's Palginon Dibure. So the Kashi is, how can we say Palginon Dibure? Monef Shachiv is Palginon Dibure and she was Mizane with someone else, so then, and therefore there's no Nemones. So Rav Chaim says, here we say Palginon Nemones. So then the Kashi is, but how can we say Palginon Nemones? So Lidvor of Roshu, and Gazlan the Rice is possibly this Isho. So by Seite is also possible. So we have to say that the Rashba distinguishes between Mezbailo and Seite, that Gazlan the Rice is only possibly this Isho. Is only possibly the Sisho by Mezbailo, but Gadol the Raisi is not possibly the Sisho. Gadol the Raisi is not possibly the Sisho by Gadol the Raisi is not possibly the Sisho by Seite. Why? Because Ligabe is the Sisho, so if there is a suffix, so then he's not kosher. So then she cannot get married if there is a suffix. Mashinkin Gabi Seite, according to the Rashbo, since the Gemara says Davob, that Hoyol Eidim Bnei Hayam, even though they didn't show up in Bezdin. So the Mayim Morim is not Beidik, so in case where there is a suffix, so true, we don't know whether he's telling the truth or not, because he's a Choshen Mishakeh, but maybe he is telling the truth. He possibly could tell the truth. So in such a case, if Klap Shmai is Galie, that he is telling the truth. So there is an Eidriye, so maybe the Mayim is not Beidik. But according to what Reb Chaim says in the Rambam, so the reason is why Yeshedim Bnei Hayam, so in a mind Beitkin, because then it's considered what is inso. That is only Shayach if there is no Akhoshe, or where there is no suffix. Mashenken in this case, where there is a suffix, because he's a Choshen Mishakeh, so it couldn't be considered what is inso. So I think that the Rashbo is Chelik on the Rambam. I mean, what Reb Chaim says in the Rambam is true in the Rambam. But the Rashbo Shita is that the reason as to why in the case of Hoyo Eidin Bnei Hayam Shezinso, so the Maim is not Beideik, because there is Aloche, that when is Maim Beideik? Only when there are no Eidin. But if there are Eidin, even though the Eid cannot be Mivareh, because there will still be a Sofik in Bezdin because of Choshen Mishakeh, but if Klap Ishmael is Galye, that he is telling the truth, so there is an Eidriye, that in so, then the Maim is not Beidik. So Mele, but Gadlan the Raise, why Gadlan the Raise testifies, so he's kosher. Why? Because of Sofik, so Mele the Maim could not be, so it's possible that the Maim will not be Beidik. So Mele, we cannot give her the Maim Amore. So Mele, what Reb Chaim says in the Rashbo is alright, but we have to add one thing, that according to the Rashbo, so the whole aloche of Gadlan Raisi Postle in Sisho applies only to Mezbailo, not to Itzeite. Now, I mentioned the Machlekes, the Rambam, and the Ramban, in case of Akhoshe of Chad Ligabechad, was, so according to the Rambam, if it's Nisil to the Eid who says Meis, so it's Loi Teitze if she is in Meres Barley, and according to the Rambam, here it's Gemandulese, and we do not say. Now the Rambam and the Rajba say it's Gemandulese. Now we have to say that it's the Rajba Lishitose. Why? Because that's a Gemara Mifureshes and say that in case of Akroshi, in case of Akroshi, of Chadli Gabechad, so then it chase a Maimamor. Then it chase a Maimamor in case of Akroshi of Chadli Gabechad. Now, so if the Rajba Shite had been like the Rambam, in the case of Nisei Isleid, who said that Meis, in other words, that the two Hagodes do not cancel out each other. So if the two are so, if the Rajba Shite had been like the Rambam, that in case of Akroshe of Chadli Gabechad, so it has the same status as the Akroshe of Treli Gabitrei, and if it's Nisei to the Eid, who says Meis, and she says Borli, so it's Loiteitei. So that means that the two Agodas do not cancel out each other. So what kind of a situation is it? It means that it's a Sophic. And still the Gemara says in so many words in Seite that where the two Edechot came with Basachas to Bezdin, and one said that Zinso, and one said Loi Zinso, so then he chased it. And according to the Rambam Shite, so the two Agodas do not cancel out each other. So it cannot be considered as if no Eid came. So here, one Eid did come, but we don't know who says the truth and who is lying. So it's possible that the one who says Zinso said the truth. So maybe the mind couldn't be Vedic. So why does the Gemara in Seite say that it's Sheise? So Sheise. So if we accept the Shita Rambam, then we have to say like as Reb Chaim says in the Rambam. Even though Reb Chaim doesn't mention all that. So we have to say, as Reb Chaim says in the Rambam, that the halacha of Yesh Eidim Dines Hayam, so the mind is not Vedic. So it's not because if they are Eidim Rie and there's no, so then the mind is not Vedic. But if they are Eidim, so who can be Mivareya, so then it's considered like Vada Zinso. It's like considered like Vada Zinso. So when is a child to say Vada Zinso? Only when there is no other Eidu Amakrish. So then it's immediately Zbareya. Mashenik in the case of Chadli Gabechad, so two they don't cancel out each other, but then it's not immediately Zbareya, because they both testified already before Bezdin, and Bezdin doesn't know. So if they come again, so the same Sophic will remain. So Mimele, and still the Gemara says that in the case of Akroshe of Chadli Gabechad, so it's Sheise, so we have to say like Reb Chaim. In the Rambam we have to say like Reb Chaim. That the halacha of Eidim, even though they didn't show up in Bezdin, so Maim is not Vedic, so it's not because if they are Eidim Rie and the Znus, so then Maim is not Vedic. But if they are Eidim Rie, and so it's Yochel is Barrier, so it's considered like Vade Zinso. So when is it considered like Vade Zinso? If there is no Akroshe, but in the case of Akroshe, whether it's Akroshe of Treli Gabitrei or Akroshe of Chadli Gabechad, So then it cannot be Mizbaria, so she cannot be considered as Vada Zinso. So it's Sophic Zinso. If it's Sophic Zinso, so the Mayim is Beidig as Ishtay. Masha'in Kain. So according to the Rambam, we have to say what Reb Chaim says. It's Pshat in the Gemara that God will say to of Hoyeidin Desayam, saying a Mayim Beidkin. But the Rambam and the Rajbo, they are Chilik and the Rambam. And they say that in the case of Akhoshe, of Chadli Gabechad, so then it's Kemandelese. So they cancel out each other. So then it's not considered Sophic Zinso. So it's Vadai that there is no Eidriye. Because the two Agodes cancel out each other. That's the reason as to why in case of Akroshe of Chadli Gabechad, one Eid says in Bezdin, the Zinso, and the other Eid says in Bezdin, Loi Zinso. So it's Eise, because it's Gemandel Eise. So there are no Agodes. So it's an ordinary case of Kinu Istire with no Eides. So Ishaise, Mashainkin in the case of Igazlan the Raisa testifying. So it's true, he has a Khoshid Mishakir, but he might be telling the truth too. And if he's telling the truth, so there is an aid. So Mimele the Mayim wouldn't be Vedic. So since it's possible that the Mayim wouldn't be Vedic, so Mimele we don't let us be Shaise the Mayim Amorim. So Mimele the Rajba says that that Gazlan the Raisa is possible in the Sisha only by Miss Bailo, but Gazlan the Raisa is not possible in the Sisha by Yitzhak. All right, now we can go with the taste on the tastes. Robo Ma, Rodom Korobis Latsmi. Hiksha Rabbisha Ben Avrom. The Fersheni Dixubes, Mosik, Rome Bachome, Gabi Hodit Nan Hosom, Ming Savyodom Yitzhak Mokemacher, Harelu Nemonim, Lema, Anusimo Yinu. So, Avolomru Machmas Momen in the Reish of the Mishneh is in the morning. So, Mela in the morning and the Anusimo Yinu Machmas Momen. So, Mela the Star is considered the Star Mikoyem. Star Mikoyem. And even though they said Anusimo Yinu Machmas Momen, so that they are not in the morning. Vamay in the morning, the Havel will flug at the Bure, the Lema da Nusimoyu, the Loy Machmas Momein, Elo Machmas Nefoshis. Elo Machmas Nefoshis. So Tesis Kashi is, why don't we say they are Palgin and the Bure? Why does Rome Bachom in the Maskone? Daf Yitchesnik Suve say, that if Oedim Shom Ruk Savio Deinuze, and then Savio Don Yitzim Mokmach, so it's a Pesho or Sarah Peshe Yit, so they have a meal. So the Mishnah says, "Anusim, Oedim Shomuk Savio Deinuze, Avu Anusim Oyinu, Ktanim Oyinu, Psoleves Oyinu." So is the money meaning Savio Don Yitzim Mokmacher? So Rambam Bachome says only if Anusim Oyinu Machmas Nefoshes. So they don't make themselves into a shoy. But if they say Anusim Oyinu Machmas Momein, is in the money? In the money, meaning the Mishmat Meroshe. But why don't we say Palgin on the Bure? Let us say Anusim Oyu, not Machmas. Not machmas momen, but machmas nefoshes. So then the shtar would become post. So that's Teisus Kashe. Now, this Teisus Kashe is based, I don't think that I mentioned it, you see, because there is a machlekes rashenim. When we, Chove says, plainly rivam el yotzeini. So is palgin on dibure. So what does it mean, palgin on dibure? So many rashenim say, Many Rishonim say, and that's the most reasonable pshat, that the Palgin on Dibure consists that in saying that when one says plainly Rivam Yotzeini, he's saying two things. One dibur is plainly Rova, and the other dibur is Aniyu Aniyava. So the dibur of plainly Rova we are Mikabel, the dibur of Aniyu Aniyava we are not Mikabel. We are not Mikabel. But then there's another pshat in Rishonim. Not that he's saying two things. Plainly Rova and you and Yova, plainly Rova we are Mikabel, and you and Yova we are not Mikabel. But he is saying plainly Ravan Lezeni, and we accept it as plainly Ravan Lezeni. So that means, and that's it, that sounds strange, because according to the Pshat, that he is saying to the Burim, one Dibo plainly Rova, the other Dibo and you and Yova, so we are Mikabel, one Dibo, not the other. But according to the other Pshat, that we accept it not as plainly Ravan Le'etzeini, but as plainly Ravan Le'etzeini, so that means that Bezden has the keach, has the authority to be Mishaled Agode. According to the first pshat, so Bezden does not have the authority to be Mishaled Agode. But when Eidim say two things, so one thing we can accept, the other thing we don't accept. Masha'inkin, according to the pshat in the Rishenim, that Bezden accepts it, as plainly Rivanu Ainsi, when he says explicitly, plainly Rivanu Ainsi, so that means that Bezdin has the authority to be Mishaled Agode. That's a big chiddush. So apparently, so Tesis in the Kashi assumed like the second pshat of the Rishenim, that in the case of plainly Rivanu Ainsi, the Palgin on the Bure consists that it's that Bezdin says it was plainly Rovai say, but not Ainsi, but Ainsi. So Mele is not a Rosh, there is no spirit. What do you say? So, in other words, so Bezden has the authority to be Mishanet Agode in order to eliminate a stira. So, Tesis Kashi is, so why does Rami Bachome say, in the case of Anusim Shomu, Xaviodeinuze, Avo Anusim Oyinu Machmas Momen, in Xaviodein Tzong Macher. So, Rami Bachome says, Einu Nemonim, so what does it mean, Einu Nemonim? So, we made the shtar, it remains a good shtar, because we don't accept this part. This dibo of Anusim Oyinu Machmas Momen. So we only accept the other dibo of Xavier Deinuze, so it remains, it's considered the Shtar Mikuyem. So, but let us accept the dibur of anusim hoyu, but not as anusim hoyu machmas mamein. Even though they say anusim hoyu no machmas mamein, we should say anusim hoyu, but not machmas mamein, but machmas nefashes. So then we would be mishane the dibur. But in the case of when the Rambam says you are also mishane dibur. So in other words, so Tesis Kasha is based upon the premise that the pshat in plain Rambam Yatzeini is that we say plainly rova, avoloi letzeini, but let him say. So Bezdin has the authority to be mishane the dibur. So here too, let Bezdin be mishane the dibur and say anusim hoyu, avoloi machmas momen and machmas poshes. But they say machmas momen. So there too, they say. He says plainly rivani letzeini, and still Bezdin is mishane and says plainly rivani letzeini. That's the discussion. Veimeri. The Lepaldin on the Burek, the Lipsi Lashta, the Midrai Seidi Machsum Lashta, Nasek Mishinach Kroidis on the Bez. So that's the first Teretz here, and that's also one of the Terutzi Miksuvis and the Sanhedrin. So what does Teja say? That when do we say, we do not say Paldin on the Burek, because inasmuch as Midrai say, there is no need for Kim Shtores. So the Aloch of Kim Shtores is only Midrabonon. So Mimele, if we were to say, because neither I say, so it shouldn't make any difference whether Xavier don't eat a mokemache or in Xavier don't eat a mokemache. So Mimele, the star should be considered as a good star anyway, but only with Rabuno. So there is a difference between Xavier don't eat a mokemache and in Xavier don't eat a mokemache. And without Palgin and the Bure, so the star would be a good star. So Mimele, we don't say Palgin and Dibure in as much as Midraise, it's considered like Ishtar Mikoyim anyway. This is Tesis. Eidoi Palgin and Dibure, Nis Ashtar Midraise, Dachsum Ashtar Ashpedos and Dibes. Iname, there's a second Teretz, and that second Teretz is also mentioned in Ksuves, except that in Ksuves there are more Terutzi. Iname, Hosom, Bichol, Iyen, Shimanusi, Imloi, Machmas, Nifoshes, Hava, Rishoyim, Hilkach, less than we say, Ve'ines machmas nefoshes the have a meal. Now, if Teisves had just this teretz, so then we could read in this teretz the other shita, that the pshat in plain Levan Letzeini is that he says two things. Number one, plain rova. Number two, aniu aniova. So the dibo number one, plain rova, we accept. Dibo number two, aniu aniova, we reject. But Teisves, the Ksuves gives another teretz, and the other teretz is expressive of this lomdes. So obviously, this teretz means something else. Someone please call the dog. Oh, that's your tres on the base in the Ksuves. Vino le meis mach meroshe, vim tema, vo kosova rove de palgino de bure bifer kam des anedam, ka bepline de wangle zeni, pline ba lishti, vim kein hochen em nu da nusim oyu, avu loi mach mas momen mach nefoshes, da li bide rove kaimeron, vi eish lei ma akim di kim shtores de rabonon, vo palgino de bure ki de lipse la shta, ki de lipse la shta. That's the first teres. Alright, so it's the first teres over there too. Vi eid, de im vonu, lei ma, ma tzneinu da nusim oyu mach mas nefoshes. Deines mach was nifoshes loy shriach ki de parishes. So that's like the second teretz here. He says, Hosam de cholinye shema nusim u mach nifoshes am vishoyim. Hil kach les lo le misle deines mach nifoshes. Da have a miute, it means it's loy shriach. So that's the second teretz. All right, but there are more teretz in here. In name, shane oche, de mach mas momin u mach nifoshes have a perushe da nusim o yinu. Hilkach lepalgin on dibure. Avo mirzeine ubo alishtei, ave dibo befneatsne. Ave dibo befneatsne. Iname, hoche ikar edesu, ba meshoem rimanusim o yinu, shebo ulei ma, shal uro amilde. Im keim yad eisim atzmom rishoyim, kibi shechosmu, im lo yasu perush li dibreyem. Hilkach lishaya hoche palgin on dibure. Ave lahide arraktiv, ikar edesu ulei ma, shenerak, La hasi es ishtei, vichem pleini rovei, oi bo al ishtei, ikaredes la aret pleini, hilkach palginon dibure, ul gabil hosim atzmi roshe, ul gabil ishtoi enemot. So in other words, this is in Ksuves, has four terutzim. So the first two lishenas in teisves in ksuves correspond with, even in the same order, with the first two terutzim here in Yevamos. But here in Yevamos teisves has only two terutzim. But in ksuves, in addition to these two terutzim, teisves has two more terutzim. Now we have to understand the third teretz in ksuves and the fourth teretz in ksuves. So the first two terutzim in ksuves are mamish the same, the identical terutzim as here in Yevamos. Now let's see the third and the fourth loshin in teisves in ksuves. So iname shane hoche the third teretz in ksuves. Iname shane hoche di machmas momin umachmas nefoshes have perushi da anusim oyinu hilkach lepalgin on dibore. What does Teisves mean here? Teisves, so it's obvious that the third Teretz in Teisves in Ksuves is synonymous with the Shite Sarishenin, that by Pliny Rivanu Yatseini, the Palginon Dibure does not consist in saying Pliny, true, he says Pliny Rivanu Yatseini, but we accept it as Pliny Rivanu Yatseini. That would involve a Shino Hagode. Bezin has no authority to be Mishana Hagode. Bezin has only the authority to accept one Dibo and reject the other Dibo, but not to be Mishana one iota from the Dibo of the Eidim. So Mimele, so Teisa says in the third Loshen here, in the case of Pliny Levan Leotzeini, we can apply the principle of Pliny Libure, because he in effect says two things to Dibure. One Dibo is Pliny Rova, and Pliny Rova Zor. And the other dibur is Aniu Anirva. So the dibur of Pliny Rova Zohar we accept. The dibur Aniu Anirva we reject. Masheinken here, we cannot say that Anusim Oyinu Machvas Momein can be divided into two diburim. One dibur Anusim Oyinu. What Anusim Oyinu? Just Anusim Oyinu in a vacuum. Anusim Oyinu. And then the second dibur Machvas Momein. Machvas Momein doesn't make sense. And Anusim Oyinu by itself, without any explanation, doesn't make sense either. So in other words, it's one dibur. Anusim Oyinu Machvas Momein. So in other words, so now if we say Palginon Dibure, not Anusim Oyinu Machvas Momein, but Anusim Hoyu Machvas Foshes, we are in effect Mishane Da Agode completely. Business, no authority to Mishane Da Agode. So why the Teisves at the very outset as the Kashe? The answer is Teisves at the very outset as the Kashe, because Teisves assumed like the Pshat and Rishenim that the Palginon Dibure of Pliny Levani Letzeni consists that Pliny Levani, but not Letzeni, but Leinsi. So there too, Bezin is Mishana Dagode. So why shouldn't Bezin be Mishana Dagode here? So this is the third motion in Teisves in Ksuves, that the Pshat in Pliny Levani Letzeni is not that Bezin says Pliny Rova, but Pliny Rova, Avol Acheroy Aniova. So that's Shayach over there, because there, so logically, it can be divided, it can be analyzed into two Diburim, logically. Masheinkin here, you cannot analyze it logically into two Diburim and say, one Dibur is Anusim Oyinu, the other Dibur is Machmas Momen. I mean, it doesn't make sense. Machmas Momen. What does it mean, Machmas Momen? So it's one Dibur. There is one agode that joy, just one agode that anusim oyinu machos momen. So they cannot be mishaned agode, but over there are two agodes. Once we split the agode, so it becomes decomposed into two agodes. One agode is plainly rova zohar, and the other agode is aniu aniova. So we accept the agode of plainly rova zohar, we reject the agode of aniu aniova. This is the third teretz. Now what is the fourth teretz? Now, so if there hadn't been a third and a fourth, so one could read this lomdes in the fourth. But Teisves has a third and a fourth, so what's the pshat? So he says, Inam, the fourth third. Hoche ikaredesu ba mesheimrim anusim oyinu, shebo oleim asher ero amirve, im kem yadeis in atzmo vishoyim, kiv mishachosmo, im lo yasu peiro shal divrayem, hilkach lishaya hoche palginon dibure, avla ahida araktiv, ikaredesu leim asher nerag lahasi esistei, vichim pleini rove yulbo alishtei, ikaredes laharek pleini, hilkach palginon dibure, ulgabil hosim atzmi roshe, ulgabi ishtel yinemoy. So what is Teisves saying? Ikaredesu ba mesheimrim anusim oyinu, שבולי מאשר אירוע מלווה, אם כן יד ישמעת מרישויים, כאילו שחוסמו אם לא יעשו פירוש לעבריהם, הלכך לישי החוכה פלגינון דיבורי, Aber I did not act it. I carried this all in my shoulder glasses. I stay. We came plain in Robbe, you ball, I stay. I carried this Larry plain. He'll cach bog in the bore. Und da bin hossi mats mir rosche, und da bin ich stay. Lo je in em on. Lo je in em on. So, it seems to me, I mean, it's very difficult. I mean, the kabone, the movement of the fourth Lashon in Teisves is very, very obscure. If Teisves hadn't a third Lashon, so then one could readily read the same pshat in the fourth Lashon. But after saying the third Lashon, so obviously here Teisves is saying something else. So apparently the fourth Lashon of Teisves is based upon the lomdes of the Tshuvas HaRashba. Now the Rashba in the Tshuva distinguishes between plain Baal Ishti and from the Mele, then we can say that the Haggadah of Pliny Bo Ali Shishish is implicit in the Dibur of Pliny Bo. But then the other Haggadah, so the other Haggadah, that Ishti who Ali Shishish, that is implicit in the words of Ali Shishish. Mashenkin, if he says Ishti Zinso in Pliny, if he says Ishto Zin Sin Pliny, so Mimele, you cannot say that the Haggadah of that Pliny Bo Ali Shishish is implicit in the words in Pliny. The words in Pliny doesn't mean anything in Pliny. So Mimele, you have no special words that would constitute the words of the Haggadah. So mainly we don't say Palgim and Dibor. So here he says the same thing. He says, Inami, Hochi Ikarei Desu Bameshio Imri Manusi Moyim, Shebo Leim Asholi Roa Amil, Im Kenyade Isnatsmo Vishoy, Kivin Shechosmo, Im Lo Yasu Peosh Ligivreye. So you cannot say here, you split it into Haggadahs. Because if you split it in two agodes, so then you have to have two agodes. One agode should be expressed, should be contained in the words of Anusim Oyinu, and the other agode should be contained in Machmas Momen. I mean, you can't say it. You can't say it. So here there is just one agode. There is just agode. You cannot split the words into two agodes. So mimele we cannot say talking on the boy. Mashein kein avlahid araktiv ikareinu suleima shenera glases ishtei vichem pleini rovar oi boal ishtei ikareinu slari pleini. So in other words, the words so the words of pleini rovar, these are the words that constitute the agode. We cannot split it into two agodes. All right, so these are the terutzim in Tesis. Now, the Meiri. No, that's... All right, that's the connection next thing. Sorry. We know the Meisim Atzmi Rosh. Hayne Lifles Atzmi, Yavon Nemon Oleim Agav Achil Aschilev, Meizi Do Yisi, Kidom Abikrisis, Deimon Lekei Pilo Vichum Lazor, Lifidvor. So Tesis in Bamitzi is a little more explicit. So he says, because he wants to do tshuva. So Mele, the dibur in which he makes it, he declares himself as a Rosh, he is Emes. V'hodi kamrinom b'isham kadeish v'hodi l'nachal na'vuskeme v'hodi dinish dimash v'nafsha v'sheye leima meizu yise lav mishim shol yinemon leima meizu do yisi dipshita dinemon elok leima sheim b'rotzine ime abinyin dimash v'nafsha v'sheye v'im teima dihashte mashma dinir val yotzeini posleides. So there is a machlekes between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheishes. Choshed la'arayes, so Rav Nachman says it's kosher leides. And Rav Sheishes says, aboyim b'katve, b'kosher. So Rav Sheishes is chelik. Now, there is one mandoma. Now, there we have a machlekes reshenim. When Rav Nachman says in Sanhedrin, Zebeireya, that a choshed la'arayes, so it's kosher leides, what does it mean? So there are some Rishenim who say that it means Bo'alei Ovo Mamish. And still is kosher leides. And then Rav Sheishes says, no, Aboyim B'katvei, if it's Bo'alei Ovo, it's Chayv Malkes. So Mimele, how can it be kosher leides? But there are some Rishenim who say that Achoshet Arayes means one who is Libei Gasbe Arayes, who is Misyached Im Arayes. So in other words, so it's not Bo'alei Ovo. So why does Rav Sheishes, so that's the reason as to why Rav Nachman, says that Choshed Arayis is Kosher Leides, because he's not Balei Ovo. So why does Rav Sheishes say that he's Kosher Leides, and he even uses the expression Aboyim B'katvei, which implies that there is Malkes, but Yichud Im Arayis, so it's an Issa Arayis, the Gemara deduces it from the Posik, Ki Yosischo Achicho Benimecho, but it's an Issa Araise, but there is no Malkes. So Aboyim B'katvei means Makas Mardus. So Mimele Rav Sheishes says, since he's Chayv Makas Mardus for being Misyachid Marayes, so Mimele he shouldn't be Kosher Leides. Then there is the pshat by certain Rishenim that when Rav Nachman says Achoshet Arayes Kosher Leides, so he really means Bo'alei Ovo Mamish. But how can he say that is kosher leides, because Rav Nachman agrees with Rove. There is a machlekes between, that's one of the Alkigam, and we pass like Abaye here. So there is a machlekes between Abaye and Rove as to whether Mumerich Univeles Lehachis is kosher leides or post leides. So Abaye says he's post leides because he's a Rosh, but Rove says that Mumerich Univeles Lehachis, so he's kosher leides. It's kosher leides, because according to Rove, only Rosh the Chomos is possible, like Itamef, Igazlen, Imalve Beribis. So, but Mumarech Anvilis Lahachis, even though there is Malkes, it's kosher leides. So, Mimele, Rav Nachman agrees with Rove that Stam Rosh is kosher leides. What kind of Rosh is possible leides? Only Rosh the Chomos. So, for the same reason as Mumarech Anvilis Lahachis is kosher according to Rove, so Bo'alei Ovo Mamish is also kosher, because he's not a Rosh HaChomos. He agrees with Rove. But according to Abaye, that it's not Dafke Rosh HaChomos. Any Rosh is postulated. So of course, Bo'alei Ovo is postulated. So Tesis says the Kashe, now here, Rove is the Memre de Shmaitz. And Rove himself holds that the Mumarech HaNevelis Lahachis Mumarich levilis lahachi sees koshalaitis. So what kind of a Rosh is possible? It is according to Rav, only a Rosh Lechomos. But someone who is a Rosh, not a Rosh Lechomos, is not possible. It is not possible. It is. So he asks. So that's why he says that Baal Eavo, that Baal Eavo is possible, is kosher ladies. So here too. So Teisves in the Kashi assumed that when Rav Nachman says Choshev Arayis kosher, it means, he doesn't mean Misyachid Arayis. In the Kashi Teisves assumed it means Baal Eavo Mamish. So Mimele, so let us say like the Rishenim that Rav Nachman agrees with Rove, but here it's also Rove. So Rav Nachman, so according to Rove, so Baal Eavo, so we see from that Gemara that Baal Eavo, according to Rove Lechol Apoches, is Kosher Leidis. So why does he say plainly Vanil Yotzeini? Why did he say plainly Vanil Yotzeini? So he's possible. So he says in the Meisim Atzmi Roshe, but he's Kosher Leidis altogether. Vintel Hashem Mashma Din Yovel Yotzeini possible. And we have to resort to Palgin and the Bure. But the fair is a bigger, Ikla Mandoma, the Koshla Rais Koshla Idis. The Yeshlema, the Osom Bechoshut, she will pour it to Misiachid in Marais. The Loy Vadai Boleavo. So, in other words, so in the Kashi, Tesis assumed that Koshla Rais means Boleavo Mamish. That's why Tesis says. So, in the Teretz, Tesis says, like the Reed, that Koshla Rais doesn't mean Boleavo Mamish, but just Misiachid in Marais. But, Baal Eavo Mamesh is certainly possible, even according to Rove. So, but Rove says that Mubarech Univeles Lahachi is posleides, is kosheleides. So only Mubarech Univeles Lahachi is kosheleides. But Mubarech Univeles Litovim, Rove says in so many words in Sanhedrin, is posleides. Because Mubarech Univeles Litovim has a din like Hoshe Chomos, because he does it Mishum Mame. So Mimele, Tesis is saying that even though here the Mora Dishmaitzi is Rove, and Rove himself says that the Mumarech Nevilis Lahachis is Koshalades, so only Mumarech Nevilis Lahachis is Postalades, is Koshalades. Mashenke Mumarech Nevilis Litovim, Rove says in so many words, is Postalades. So Baal Eavo Litovim has the same deen. Has the same din as Mumarech Levels Lidov. Now, the Rishenim will say that the reason is why Rav Nachman says Baal Eavo is kosher leides, because Rav Nachman agrees with Rove, but the question arises, why? So, but Rove is made that Teich Levels Lidov is possible leides, so Mimele Baal Eavo, that's Mumarech Lidov, so he should have the same din as Teich Levels Lidov. So these Rishenim distinguish between Eichon Nivelis and Baal Eavo, because they hold that Rove is only made that Eichon Nivelis Litovim is postulates because he does it Machmas Momen, so he has a din of Rosh Lechomos, because of Momen like this he wouldn't eat Nivele, but in order to save money Machmas Momen eats Nivele, so Nivele has a din of Rosh Lechomos. Mashein came Baal Eavo, so he's a Roshe, but he's not a Roshe Chomos. So v'yei shleim adi hosom v'choshe shu poritz misyachit marayis v'levad bo'o v'erbo kit p'rishos v'kuntes u'man di porich hosom ani morei aboim v'katri v'kosher ha'im shu nidbal k'ol v'yitei v'ashmo v'im teima v'yichi v'adai bo'o l'erbo amai poslo roshe l'chomot v'inon she'ira l'shomai v'libriis v'yze in rai l'libriis ki yinich l'bilis l'achiz di kosher l'rome v'firik zebirir v'yei shleim adi habit mayich l'bilis l'itiov di poslo l'ikul alme af al pish yinra l'libriis di chiben די חושד להביא בשביל הנועס עצמי חושד נאמה להוי צ'קיה בפיל מומן ואוכן נאמה בוא עליהם. Now, so there is a big חידש in this thesis, because in the Gemara in Sanhedrin there is a machlekes between I don't see why you should be impatient. I am probably more busy and I have more to do than all of you. And if Erev Rosh Hashanah, one is to prepare himself for Kabbalah Satire, so he should not be impatient vis-a-vis learning of Torah. Even if they are important things, I'm sure it's not Pikuach Nefesh. And all those who walked out, so it wasn't Pikuach Nefesh either. Auf seinen Namen alle, in sein Hebel. So, Mumma reichel ne weles lit oben, die wir hakel posten. Le hachis, abai om apostel rova makosh. I mean, it's very strange. I mean, one would say that that someone who is reichel ne weles lachis should more readily be posel than a Mumma reichel lit oben. But this is the girse in our Gemara of all the shame. But there is one girse, the Ravon, and Shas. He has another girse in the Gemara. His girse is, but that is not mentioned by anyone. I mean, no one in the Nesikeli Mechesh Mishpat even mentions the Shita of the Ravon. But that's the Shita of the Ravon. The Shita of the Ravon is, his girse is as follows. Mumarechun Niveleis Lehachis Divahakel Apostle. Litiovn Abayom Apostle Rova Makosh. But I mean, that's a unique girse, I mean, and all the Rishonim have the girse that appears in our Gemara. So, the way it appears in our Gemara, so, Mumarech Univeles Litoven Divar Hakel Posel. Lehachis, Abayom Apostel, Rova Makosha. Abayom Apostel, Dabu Le Rosh. Rachmone Omar Toshis Roshay, Virova Makosha, Roshay Lechomos Bin. So we understand as to why Rova says Mumarech Univeles Lahachis is Posel. Why is Mumarech Univeles Lahachis Posel? Because according to Rove, Stam Roshe is not possible, but only Roshe de Chomos. But the question is, so why is Mumarechon Vilis Litovim possible even according to Rove? So Rashi says, and the Rach says, Tichivim di Shumomim Kovit. So Mumarechon Vilis Litovim di Vahakal possible, Tichivim di Shumomim Kovit, do Shricha Bizul, Tvei Midetere, Havalei Ki Roshe de Chomos, U Posleitz. So Rashi's loshen is havelei kei roshe dechomos. In other words, not mamish roshe dechomos. It's kei roshe dechomos. It means only the rabbanon, and that's Rashi lishitosei all over, especially in the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. So Rashi says that when the Mishnah says that tzeichei shvi'is apostle eides mid rabbanon, so but midraise they are kosher. So Rashi says why? Because he's not a roshe dechomos. It's a Nisa de Raise. So it's not a Rosh Hashanah, but since he's Eivir Yisuri de Raise, there is a Nisa de Raise of Leochlo Velelischere, and he is Eivir, he deals with Shviz, with Pere Shviz, so he's Eivir, so he's an Avarian. In Aviris de Raise, Machmas Momein, so Midrabonon he has a din like Rosh Hashanah. So Midraise, the definition of Rosh Hashanah is, according to Rashi, one who is Eivir Aviris of Tate that consists in taking somebody else's moment shalikadin, like Iganev, Igazlan, Malvirubis, Ilikeach Sheikhat. So the Avere consists in Chomos. In other words, in taking away somebody else's moment. That's the definition of Rosh Chomos Midraise. But Midrabonon, anyone who is Aver Avere is Machmas moment. Even though the Avere is an Avere of Benod Memokin. Seiche Shviz, he deals with Pere Shviz. But why does he do it? Because he wants to make some profit. So Mele, if someone is ever Averis Machmas Momei, so he also has a din of Rosh Chomos with Rabban. But Midraise Rosh Chomos consists in Averis of taking somebody's money. That's the Shita Rambam also. Rosh Chomos, the Rambam defines Rosh Chomos as a Ganef, a Gazlen, a Likei Abribis, a Likei Achsheichat, one who is Eivir Averes of taking away somebody else's moment. of taking away somebody else's money. So that's Rashi Shit. Now Teisa Shit in Sanhedrin and Rosh Hashanah, but here Teisa Shit is not like that. So Teisa Shit in Sanhedrin and Rosh Hashanah is that so Teisa in Sanhedrin and Rosh Hashanah has two Vishenis. One Roshan in Teisa is that when the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah says Seichei Shviz is possible, say the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah or the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, the same Mishnah, so says Seichei Shviz is possible in the Rabbanon. So the Mishnah is reference to Shviz Bizman Hazeh, which is only in the Rabbanon. But Shviz Bizman Abayis, Bizman Shayivul Neik, when it was Midraise, Seichei Shviz Bizman Abayis, Bizman Shayivul Neik, so he is possible in Midraise. Why? Because he's a Rosh Lechomos. Why is he Rosh Lechomos? Because he deals with Perei Shviz on account of pecuniary greed. So in other words, so Teis Veshite is in Rosh Hashanah and in Sanhedrin, that the definition of Rosh Lechomos is not as the Rambam explains it. One who is ever averis of taking away somebody else's money. But the definition of Rosh Lechomos is one who is ever averis machmas money. So Mimele, according to Teis Veshite in Rosh Hashanah, and another Roshan is... one Roshan in Teis Vesh is that the reason is why Seichei Shviz are not possible in the Raise is because the Mishnah is reference to Shviz ben Azeh, but in Ochname Shviz the Raise, so then he's possible in the Raise because he's a Rosh of the Chomos in the Raise. Then another Roshan in Teis Vesh is that the Mishnah is reference even to Shviz the Raise. But why isn't he possible in the Raise? Because Limash Malinsh, because people are mere heter to deal with Shviz. So Mimele. So the Mele is not possible in Raise. So, because they are Mere Heter, but if they wouldn't be Mere Heter, they would be possible in Raise. So that's Teis Shite. That Rosh Lechomos does not consist, as the Rambam says, in taking away somebody else's Momain. But Rosh Lechomos consists in doing Averes Machmas Momain. Now then, the Rach, here in Sanhedrin, so he says, he's in explaining Rove, so he says, that according to Rove, so Igan if he gazlen in Malve Beribis is posulates because he's a Rosh Lechomos Reis. And the Mumerich Levin Slahachi is kosher because he's not a Rosh Lechomos. He's just a Rosh, not a Rosh Lechomos. So why is Mumerich Levin Slitovein posul? So the Rach says, not because of Rosh Lechomos, but because of Choshut. So it's not the psul of Rosh Lechomos. According to Teisves in Sanhedrin and Rosh Hashanah, so Mumarich Levilis Litov, according to Rove, is posel ladies midraise because of Rosh Lechomos. Because doing Averes Machmas Momen, that's Rosh Lechomos. Even if the Aver is an Aver of Nogma Mokin. So it's Rosh Lechomos. And according to the Rach, Rosh Lechomos means. Someone who is ever averes of taking away somebody else's money. Shaloi kidin. Ganef, gazlem, al beribis, ki asheichat, and so on. Mashe orinoye, mashe inkein, mashe inkein, mumarech, nevilis, lite oven. So it's another psul of choshut, not Rosh Lechomos. So when is it shayach to say choshut, mumarech, nevilis, lite oven? So that means he has some yirashamay. And mumarech, lite oven means that if it's possible for him to get kosher, Bosal Shchuto for the same price as Bosal Nevelo, he'll never dare eat Nevelo. But if it's a question of 10 cents difference, so then he's ready to be Eiver Averes. So that means even though he has Yerashamayim, so he's ready to do Averes on account of pecuniary greed. So such a person is Choshed Loid Lashekem. Because of pecuniary greed, if it's possible for him to act contrary to his own conscience because of pecuniary greed, so he's capable of testifying falsely too. So it's not a psul of Rosh Lechomos, but it's a psul of Choshut. Now, I'm mentioning all that because the Teisa here, when Teisa says, V'yesh leima adahavik meyichon levilis litiovim, di posli kula alme, aval pishen rali bris, di chiven di Choshut la'avia bishvil, hanoes atzmei, Choshut namelohoi checka bishvil, Bishul Momin, Vochaname Bualeavo. So even Rove, who says that Stam Roshe is Kosholates, Echlevil Slachis. Only Roshe Lechomos, but Bualeavo and Echlevil Slitov is possible. Why? He doesn't say because he's Roshe Lechomos. So apparently Teisves here agrees with Rashi Shite and the Rambam Shite that Midraise, Rosh Lechomos means someone who is ever averes of taking away another person's moment shalikidin, but just being ever averes machmas moment, that's not Rosh Lechomos. So the question is, so why is Mumarech Lezal Tovim Posleides and Midraise? Not because of the psul of Rosh Lechomos, another psul, that's a psul of Rosh. There is a special psul of Rosh. It's a psul of Rosh. So in other words, it's not in accordance with Teisa Shite in Sanhedrin and Rosh Hashanah, but that's in accordance with the Rach Shite. The Rach Shite. Alright. Leim Rav Yeshe Doma Kav Yudeh. Teime. Doroch al Rav Yudeh Lesh Lepalginu Dibure. Ufirik Achille Samrin Ahudos Lekamid Rav Yudeh Vom Nizgayarti Bein Lev Natsmi Omer Linemun Ato Lisho Esatsim Chov Yato Yochim Lisho Lez Banecho. Al Lepalginu Dibure. Umir Yishleima Adiosom Loim Itameides Nemo. Elo Dohodi Paslimon Hain Leisre Bas Yisroel. Dishavi Anafshe Chticha di Yisure. Oim lo kach shesh al Yisroel Asher Repotter. Mitam Ido Az Baldin. Vahid Rav Yudeh Gufe Kashye Vishom Niforish Bezat Hashem. Alright, on the next mission. Hachocham Sheosa Rosa Yisha Beneder Al Bailo. Hachocham Sheosa Rosa Yisha Beneder Al Bailo Areze Lo Yisroeno. Mi Ano Yisha Cholzo Bifonov Yisroeno. Mipnei Shehu Bez. Now Rashi. Beneder Shenot Ranoe Mi Bailo Vile Heifalo. ובוסו לחוכם להטלו, ולמוצו לו פסח לחרות, לא יישאנו משום חשב. But, מי אנו שחולצו בפנוב, is יישאנו, because there is no חשב, because it's done by a best. לא יישאנו משום חשב, שהוא בזן, כלים המיון החליצה, לא יוסו חוכם זה ביחידי. וקיימלון, חליצה הוא מיון בגימו, ותלוטה לא יחשיב. הוי, תירו יישאנו. But suppose he was matter, and the nether. And then, so then, v'hakei meis bailo, oi gyos. So Rashi explains, Monef Shachif was matter ala bailo, so how can he be in a position to marry her? But later on, the husband died, or he divorced. So then, the same chochem is allowed to marry her. Because then there is no mocking for chshav. So, my askinon, ilim b'chad, chad mi motze mat, because hetan idorim require shleish. ואומר הפכי ברובין אומר ואמרום תונה התורס נידורים בשליש ואלו ביטלות. So in case where he together with other two was asset, so then the Mishnah says is לא יישאנו. So but מחשיבה if it's together with other two ואת נע מי אלו שחולצה בפון אוף יישאנו בשבס לאילום בחד. So if בחד, so how can it be matter her? How can it matter? So the answer is Yochid Mumche. Uchidom Arafchiz Dom Rabbi Yechne. Be Yochid Mumche. Hochename be Yochid Mumche. Now there's a machlikas Rishenim. What does Yochid Mumche mean? So many Rishenim say Yochid Mumche means Isomuch. But if one is not Isomuch, so even if he's the God Lador, he cannot be Matir. I mean, even if he's one of the Chazal, he cannot be Matir if he's not Isomuch. And since we don't have Smuchim, so today no one can be Matir Yechid. But there are some Rishenim who say that Yochid Mumche doesn't mean Isomuch. Yochid Mumche means someone who got Lador. Alright. Mi ano ishacholzu. Time the best. Ho bitrilei. Maishni bodit na. Neidi machsum al stime. Kaval getisho. Lui choshu. Chachomim li dovo. Sei guvi komashmilon. Lafuke mandoma miyum bifil shnayim. Komashmilon miyum bigimol. So then there is no chshav. But if, let's say, it's Bishnayim, there is Hashem. Iboil, Kines Mao Sheyet. Rav Kano, so here do we have the Machlekes, I mentioned the Rashi. Kines Mao Sheyet, Achochom Vamei Viget, I discussed it already. Now, the Rashbo is Chelik on Rashi. And the Rashbo says that when the Gemara raises the question of Kines Mao Sheyet, so it's only in regard to Chochem, but not in regard to Meviget. Alright. Iboy, Kines Mao Sheyet, Rav Kano ma Kines Meitzi, Rav Asho ma Kines Eini Meitzi. Tonu lo Rav Zute de Bei Rav Pape, Kedivro Eime, Kines Eini Meitzi. Omu lo Rabonu Rav Ashe, Gimore Yisvore, Omu lo Masnisni, Hanita Mishifro Vnishtachro, Mevizikho Vnizgayro, Harezo lo Yichneis, Vim Kines Eini Meitzi, Alme Bionon Eloi Mavkinon, Hochename Bionon Eloi Mavkinon. So the Gemara, so from this Gemara it appears, from this Gemara it appears that it's based upon Pshat. And that's the reason as to why the Rashba is Chelik on Rashi. And he says that the whole Abaya of Kines Mashe Yetzi has reference only to Chochem. Because Chochem is certainly based upon Pshat. Mashe Yinkin by Mevi Get, we discussed it in the previous year. Whether, so there are two ways of explaining it. We can explain it on the basis of Pshat, and we can explain it on the basis of Yichshash de Mishakia, because he has a motive. So by Mevi Get. So the Rashba holds that Mevi Get is what he says Ishtei, not merely because of Lozis Vasayim, but because of the possible motive, so of Shoshin Mishakir. So Mimele, it's certainly in Kines Meitzi, if it is on the basis of Shoshin Mishakir. But Rashi, so it appears from Rashi, unless we are going to say in Rashi what I said in the Rambam. But with Luke, so we can say that Rashi Shita is that even maybe get to it, there is no Shoshin Mishak here. And it's only based, and the Yisra Sishta is because of Lozis Vasayim. Alright. So, B'monem T'nirinu N'rinu V'laz N'yodom L'amrin L'heitzi V'lidom L'hivit N'al Shishish D'yosom Hoyo V'yitzio B'aylam T'nizeh V'ilkaz V'hol Arze V'noso M'chua Adom. Alright, the next mission. V'chulon Shehoyu L'hem Noshi U'meisu M'toris L'nosirem. So all those, let's say Chochem Shosar Zisha Benedea, or I may be getting this Hayam. So if at that time, when he was a maybe to get, or when the Chochem, was Matia, the Isha Beneder Al Bailo, so he was a married man, he had a wife, and then later on, after the Psak by the Chochem, or after the Havoy of the get by the Shliach, so the wife died. So mutoris lenosile. It's nosilosile. Vichulon, so Rashi says, Achochom, vamei viget, vamei visho asio, ditnan bohen lo yichneis, shohoyo lehem noshim, bishas maise, umeisu lachazman, mutoris eilu lenosilehem. The hashtelek echshat, shari bisho sheheid boheid, oi shos chochom, oi so ishti kayemes, vilo iliso ezu nishat. Now the question that arises, and the Rishenim, I didn't see that Rishenim should raise that question, but the Tiferes Yisroel and the Mishnayos, he raises that question. So why isn't there Chshat? Why? Because he was a married man. So what? But that's only a Chayim Rabbi Negarshin. Bizman HaMishneh, there was no Chayim Rabbi Negarshin. So why couldn't there be Chshat? So the Tiferes Yisroel has that kashi. So the Tiferes Yisroel gives the teretz, because even though prior to him Rabbi Negarshin it was muter to have more than one wife, but it was not the general practice of Jewish men to have more than one wife. It wasn't the general practice, and is it the general practice of Jewish men to do averes? I mean, to falsify any testimony, and is that a Jewish practice? And according to many Rishenim, so I may be getting Dines Hayam, so it's not just based upon Lozis Vasayim. So the Chol HaPoches, according to Rishenim, alright, so the Teretz of the Tiferes Yisroel makes sense according to the Rishenim who say that even I may be get or Meis, but Yisrael Sishtei is only based upon Lozis Vasayim. So since we are not, Bezdin is not really Cheshish, there is no real Choshi. But we are only trying, the Chachomim are only trying to prevent Lozis Vasayim gossip. So Memele, as far as the gossip of people is concerned, they don't act according to logic. So Memele, the people will not gossip, will not be made to last, because they know that it's not the usual practice of Jewish people to have more than one wife. But according to the Rishen, who say that by me we get the Sayam, and by Meis, so it's not Chshat only, but there is a real Choshe. So in other words, so we are Mamesh Cheshesh, maybe he's such an avarian, and because of his tivus, he'll do such terrible avarias So why shouldn't we be cheshish that because of his taivis, so he'll do the same aveiras, even though the same aveira will be coupled with something that is not the usual practice? I mean, so the teretz of the Tiferes Yisrael makes good sense according to the Rishonim, that all these are only oseh to be nesei, the woman, on account of losses for sign. So then we can understand. But according to Rishonim, that some of them are also not only because of losses for sign, because there is a choshe. There is a choshe. So one of Shech, if he's choshut, be neinu, that he'll be mishakeya. I mean, so he's so he certainly should be choshut to do it, even though it doesn't harmonize with the usual practice of people. With the usual practice of people.
Maybe he'd be choshut that he would. There's something he can get away with, there's something he couldn't have.
I understand, you can give it teretz. In other words, we are cheshish that the person will do something furtively that people will not know. As long as it's only goluf before the Rebbeinu Shalom. So then he doesn't care. He's not afraid. But when it'll be goluf before the people, he wants to appear like a top gentleman. I mean, he'll have more than one wife. I mean, some of his friends will criticize him, will say he's not such a wonderful person. I understand that.
It should take him even, you know. I mean, if he had a practice, so he couldn't do what he wants.
Oh, right. I don't know.
Why don't we say pass the salad, therefore we're not coaching that he'll go to do what he's doing because he wants to marry that woman?
Because he's married? I don't know.
He's married, pass the salad.
All right, anyway, I think there is a better tarot. And that has to do with Rus. Is there a Megillas Rus with the Targum, no? Oh, here, yeah, there should be a Megillas Rus with the Targum. You don't have to go outside to look for it. But there is no... Yes. Okay, all right. Vayemer Rus Dalet Posik Vob Vayemer Hagel Lo Yuchal Ligel Li Pen Ashris Es Nachlosi Gyal Lecho Ato Es Golosi Ki Lo Yuchal Ligel. Why couldn't he be Gael? So Rashi says Pen Ashris Es Nachlosi Zaret Pen Lachas Adishem Bonim Lo Seis Gam Bizari Shenema Lo Yovi Amon Amin Yumi Avi Vitor be Ameni v'lo Yameani. Ameni. In other words, he didn't know the aloche of Ameni v'lo Yameani. So in other words, so he thought that it's also to marry Rus. She was an Ameni. But the Targum Yenis Menizil says, Vayemer v'amar poreike ki hai gavne les ani yochili mifrekli. Al diisli itzo. I'm a married man. I cannot marry Rus. Aldi islay itso lesli rishus le misafu chanise alo dilmotehei le motzu biveisi vehei mechabil yasachsanti freikloch atarum de leslach itso. Beaz was an alman. He wasn't married. Arum les ano yochel mifrek. I can't marry Rus because I have a wife. But you, Beyaz, you are an alman. You don't have a wife, you can be married. So he says, I can't marry Ruth because I'll inject an element of ktote in the bias. Now the question is that the Degeyel lived long before Chayim Rav Nigash. So why did he say that he's not allowed to marry Rus because he's a married man? So obviously it's implicit in the Targum Yenis and Menziel that even before Chayim Rav Nigash, it was osar to have more than one wife. But if I know you'll jump on me, I mean everybody knows that that prior to Chayim Rav Nigashin, so it was mutar. You have kamo v'kamo gemores. I mean all of the mishnayos and yevames deal with cases of a person who had one wife and he had another wife. So you have tzores if one couldn't be marrying another wife when he was married to one woman, so then you wouldn't have the problem with all the chashbeinus and the tzores. So all the tzores emanates from the fact that it's mutar to have more than one wife. The answer is, and that's mentioned in the Rishenim, that's mentioned in the Chizkuni and Chumash, and it's mentioned in other Rishenim too, that prior to Chayim Rav Nigashin, it was only mutar to marry another wife if the wife gave him rishus. But if the wife did not give him rishus, so then it was osir even prior to Chayim Rav Nigashin. And this is what he mentions. In other words, his wife didn't want to give him rishus. So he says, because there is a halacha, v'yodato kisholim olecho. So that's a posik in the Kabbalah. But in Novi Rashoi lechadish dovo. So in other words, so anything that is mentioned in Divrei Kabbalah in Vim or Ksuvim, so I mean that's a posik near v'yodato kisholim olecho. But either it has a mokir in the posik in the Torah, or it's hilchas gemurah, because in Novi Rashoi lechadish dovo. So memele, so there is a special chiyuv of yidato kisholim alecho. In other words, one is not allowed to do something that will introduce an element of friction and ktote in the home. So if one marries another woman without the rishus of his first wife, so it's violative of the posik of yidato kisholim alecho. The chizkuni says on the posik in vidovak biishtei. Vidovak Bishtei, so he says, Lifi Pshutei Shal Mikro. Of course, that Roshi is Vidovak Bishtei, Lishas Chaveri, so the Isra Rayas is implicit in it. But the Chizkuni says that, I think it's mentioned by other Rishenim also, so that the Pshutei Shal Mikro of Vidovak Bishtei is that he should not marry another wife without the rishus of the first wife. Because if he marries, what kind of Vidovak Bishtei is it? So vidovak bishtei means that emotionally he has to be vidovak bishtei. So mimele. So in other words, so this aloches, but it really is implicit in the posik of yadaito kisholom alecho. But in novi rashi lechadish dovo, so there must be a mokir in the Torah itself. But it's implicit in the posik of yadaito kisholom alecho. So that's why the Targum Yenis and Menziel says, prike al gavne lesano yochel mifrekli. Obviously, it says, so that's out of the question, the Gael said. I cannot help it in. Lesle Rishuli Misafachanise. What do you mean, Lesle Rishuli Misafachanise? He means he doesn't have Rishus. He doesn't have Rishus from whom? From his wife. Dilmo. So what if he doesn't have Rishus from his wife? So who tells him to listen to his wife? So the answer is, he's not Mechoyev to listen to his wife. But since he doesn't have rishus, there will be an element of friction. Dilmo teheili motzu bebeisei. There will be friction, ktote. Ve'im mechabel yazach santi. And I'll destroy my whole home. So the pshat, ashchises nachlosi, as the pshat shal mitra means, I'll destroy the home. I'll destroy the whole home. Ve'ufreik loch, atarum v'les lochitze. But before Chayim Rav Nigashin, it was muter, eino chename. If the wife gives him rishus, Avro married Hogor. Because Sorah told him to marry Hogor, and Yaakov also had more than one wife. So Rochel told him. I mean, she was even misanefesh herself. So Rochel wanted him to marry Leah, and then Leah wanted him to marry Zilpah, and Rochel wanted him to marry Bilhah. But without the rishus of the wife, so it's Osa prior to Chayim Rav Nigash. Yes.
Well, as far as that goes, if you have two wives, this may sound foolish, but if you have two wives,
yeah,
and one wife wants you to marry another woman, does that other wife have to give you your shoes?
I'll tell you, this is not a relevant question, because so it's Mimona Shechosea, so I don't have to ask irrelevant questions. So, we can say that the Teino Haname, if there will be a case, of course today it will not make a difference, but because there is a Chayin Rabbi Nigash, but let's say Bismana Mishne. So when the Mishnah says v'chulam shehoyulem noshim u'meishim toras noslehem, because the wives did not give rishus, say nachanami, if the wives, if we'll know that, so bismana Mishnah, bismana Gmore, prior to Chayin Rabbi Nigashin, if we know that the wives gave him rishus, so then it will be also in noslehem. But usually the wife doesn't give rishus. So memele, the Mishnah has reference to such a case. So memele, it was also v'chulam shenisu la'achirim. Now then the Mishnah mentions another halacha. So vichulon shanoshim alolu shenisisu la'achirim kishosro chochom v'kishayit eidim nisaz bayro u'meisu abayro mashnim. So in the interim period she was married to somebody else, and then that other husband died or he divorced. So now he wants to marry her, this chochem or this maybe get. So mitores l'nosi l'chochem u'leibu maybe get. Why? So if in all these cases it's only based upon those Osayim, so then the pshat is very simple. So people will not gossip. As long as there was an intervening marriage to someone else, so people will not gossip. And even according to the Rishenim, that maybe get and mace, so there is a real choshe. So when is there a real choshe if there is no intervening marriage? So then there is a motive. But if there is an intervening marriage, so then there is no possibility of a motive, of a psychological motive, that to falsify and to act in a certain way in order to marry her. Because we see that right after that she married someone else. So mele there is no shosh of lishat. V'chula mutoris levneyem l'acheyem. V'chula anoshim ha'elu mutoris levneyem l'acheyem shaleilu amatirin eisom v'nasurim olon vadom. So in other words, so this woman for whom the shliach delivered the get, or the chochem was matir the ish of the neder al bailo, so he cannot marry her. Asat the ish of the neder al bailo, so the chochem himself or the shliach himself cannot marry her. But the son of the chochem, the son of the shliach, can marry this one. All right, or the brother of the chochem or of the shliach can marry this one. Now the gemara, meisuei nizgal shalei. So v'chulam shalei noshim umeisu mitoras lasalem. But if nizgal shenat, Omali Ravil Ravashe Vatanye Afilunis Garshu Hoikashe Hode Havektote Hodeloya Havektote Hodiktone Afilunis Garshu. So it's also Mutores Kigin Havektote Mikamehoch the Adain Linosandaite Alzates. So there's been a lot of friction long before. So we cannot see that all that took place because he already made a decision to marry this woman. Because with his heretofore wife, he had been fighting for a long time before. So, hod ha'vektote, hod lo ha'vektote. V'boye seime, hovi hod lo ha'vektote. V'lo ikashe, hod ha'agilu, hod ha'agiloi. Hod iktone, v'boye seime, hod lo ha'vektote. Hod iktone nizgal shul oi. So only the Kulon Shoyos and Noshim umeisu mitoras lasalem, but Nizgal Shu is asuris. So why